The Word became flesh. Jesus the man understands all I go through. First reading from Scripture, John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word, Christ, became flesh, human, incarnate, and tabernacled, fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us. And we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as an only begotten Son receives from his Father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. Now, John chapter 1 is one of my favorites in the entire Bible. John's words are spellbinding and have captured the heart, mind, and spirit of Christians for over 2,000 years with this verse. In the beginning, before all time, was the Word, Christ, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. John tells us the Word, Christ, came to earth to live with us. This one sentence forces every Christian to radically examine their beliefs, concepts, understanding, opinions, and emotions about Jesus Christ. Jesus, Son of God, came and lived on earth. He ate and slept, worked with his hands as a carpenter, played with other children, went to church, studied and learned, laughed and cried, felt disappointment and hurt like all of us. Jesus was both man and God. This very fact should override and cancel every lie that Satan will ever tell you, that Jesus does not understand what you are going through and cannot relate to your situation. I find great joy and comfort in this verse. I'm reassured and find confidence knowing that Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, knows what I am going through. Jesus knows the hurt of betrayal and rejection by family and friends. Jesus knows the joy of love and deep connection with friends who have shared challenges and celebrated victory. Jesus knows we often desire to do what is right because our spirit is willing, but we fail because we're tired and give up. Jesus knows that we can believe in him enough to step out of the boat one minute and sink into doubt and fear the next. I confess I'm comforted because Jesus knows me. Most of all, I find peace and joy that I know him. Do you know him? If not, I encourage you to invite Jesus Christ, the living Word, to become flesh and live in you too. Lord, thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to live within me. Jesus, you gave me the Holy Spirit so that I am never alone. With your grace, I have everything I will ever need. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.